The use of personal watercraft, better known as jet skis, soon will be against the law at 8 national recreation areas throughout the West. Environmentalists say jet skis and snowmobiles are noisy, unsafe, and polluting. But the jet ski bans may not be permanent. Daniel Crocker of Arizona Public Radio reports from Lake Powell on the Arizona-Utah border.
Jet skis are especially popular here at Lake Powell because they're small enough to explore the narrow sandstone canyons that branch off from the lake's main channel. This is the second largest reservoir in the country, some 180 miles long, and 3 million tourists flock to its shores every year. But on November 6th, the personal watercraft, or PWCs, will be banned from the lake's aqua blue waters. Freddie Hancock owns Lake Powell Water World, one of several local businesses that rents and sells jet skis. She says her business has already felt the pinch.
We've had cancellation of rentals. We've had cancellation of people coming to use houseboats. And of course, that trickles down and it affects the hotels and the restaurants and the grocery stores and the gas stations. And, you know, it spreads everywhere in our community.
To protest the ban, Hancock helped organize a pro-jet ski rally. About 75 jet skiers spread out over the lake like a 21st century armada, motored to the base of Glen Canyon Dam. Completed in 1962, the dam transformed the turbulent Colorado River above the Grand Canyon into a placid desert oasis. Speakers exhorted the circling crowd of jet skis from a houseboat with a huge American flag draped over its side.
On behalf of the city of Fayetteville, I'd like to welcome you here today.
But even as they spoke, the reason for the opposition to PWCs was clear. Exhaust hovered over the water as the jet skis idled around the houseboat. As with snowmobiles, jet ski manufacturers have recently released cleaner and quieter models. But most PWCs in operation today release a quarter of their fuel unburned into the water. Sean Smith is the public lands director for the Blue Water Network, the environmental group spearheading opposition to PWCs. He says the fuel dumped into Lake Powell creates a host of environmental problems.
This unburned gas and oil has a detrimental impact upon not only the water quality, but park air quality as well, because a significant portion of the unburned fuel will evaporate and go into the surrounding airsheds. The fuel that remains in the water can also have significant impacts upon water quality, but it also is toxic to aquatic plants and fish.
Officials at Glen Canyon National Recreation Area admit jet skis have some adverse environmental impacts. But Park Superintendent Kitty Roberts says that damage is diminished by Lake Powell itself.
Primarily, it's mitigated by the fact that the lake takes up such a large area that any type of water pollution would be dispersed rather quickly in such a large body of water. And the same thing for the regional air quality. We're well below the ambient air quality standards.
2 years ago, the National Park Service banned jet skis in 66 parks. The Blue Water Network sued to get a ban in the 21 parks where they're still allowed. As a result, each of the 21 parks was ordered to complete an environmental impact study. Five have already decided to ban jet skis permanently. Officials at Lake Powell have just released their draft study. It proposes to allow jet skis on virtually the entire lake, banning them only on the rivers that feed into the reservoir. That pleases jet skiers like Linda Mulhauser. She says instead of outlawing jet skis, the goal should be to lessen their impact.
Well, I'm an environmentalist. I love my trees and clean water, too. I think maybe the manufacturers can help clean up their engines, which I'm all for. Just like cars are less pollutants now than they were 20 years ago, so can PWCs. But don't ban them. Let's just try to fix them so we can all enjoy the lake.
Lake Powell's study is subject to another round of public comment, but the Park Service hopes a final rule will be in place before next boating season. The Blue Water Network will wait for the final version before deciding whether to once again take the Park Service to court. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker at Lake Powell.